Gorbadal woke again in Belmarsh prison. Gorbadal woke again in Belmarsh prison. Briefly, he had slept, rereading his history of the national security state, which, in the barred dawn, he'd found on Julian Assange's bed, as if Assange still gripped it sometimes, as he once had, when being dragged through the street from the embassy at last. Assange was exhausted, having finally appeared in court. Via a video link, initially the prison said that it forgot to organise at all, until the defence objected, so that there was more sickly waiting. Deadly waiting. White was not the colour to describe Assange. His face had a mottled prison chiaroscuro of pale blanket and grey cell floor colours, that cell window lit as livid. At the same time in Spain, Vidal then recollected, Assange's partner Stella Morris had thoroughly testified about how the CIA hired Spanish security outfit had spied on the embassy with any possible device and planned to kidnap and murder their subject. At first, Vidal had thought her out of her depth, but then aphorised that we only find our depth by being out of it, so sighed and shrugged. The English trial continues as a farce, the United States having declared a new indictment but not presented it, and its revisions only about you having helped Snowden and Manning. Not much of a revelation, and any bad bits based on the paid bias of a plea-bargaining Icelandic pedophile, said Vidal. Assange woke up and took the book from him gently. Vidal intended to sound tough, but heard himself whisper spontaneous with kindness. Odd how compassion always lowered his voice. I thought it once a biological necessity that your own country deserted you. Gillard wanting to take away your passport. Grest writing you weren't a journalist, re-establishing his credentials by defending a well-packaged, eloquent Iranian producer, one easy to showcase for eager literary prizes and festivals. It all seemed to me as if they were following physical logic. We Americans were as powerful as death, and there was no reward if they resist. But even though, like me, you are a ghost in a mask of imprisoned skin, the festival of spirits does a wayward dance, biology not as tragic or the state as secure as at first. Assange's shrewd gaze acknowledged the thirst to give hope, but also hoped there was some truth in it, conceded, I am alive. As if somewhere he had children, friends, and Stella Morris was finding her depth in billowing Spanish justice.